This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
iCulture Land. What's up, Rick? He's back. Okay, he got on that bird and flew it on back. We are glad to have you back. Yo. And you are slamming that haircut.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
You know, I just want them to know that, you know, you can get fresh with the best of them.
Hey, man, you know, I'm just trying. I kind of missed the hair a little bit, but, you know, I had to switch it up.
A little bit? Time. Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
I receive a little bit because it's 80 degrees outside. I'm going to need you to receive it a tad bit more. I was sweating.
It was a little warm with all that hair. So
you know. Well, our scripture tonight is Ecclesiastes 3:1. Give it to him, Rick.
Man, that's one of my favorite scriptures. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens.
Everyone. Because our topic tonight is sports.
Man.
So there is a season for everyone.
And you know what season it is right now? It's basketball season. It's draft season for NFL. I'm missing it right now, so y'all know I love
you. You need to repent. You know what? Even though that's a sport, basketball is a sport. And so we want you to know, yes, get the things of the Lord, but read that text one more time.
It said there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens.
So we can participate in activities, including the sports that you're missing.
Absolutely.
Y'all pray for him out there right quick. Let his team win. Hallelujah.
Lord, Geno Smith for Philadelphia, please. Geno Smith, Lord.
Okay. He had to do the name on it.
I did.
You need to read. Well, hey, we got Victor Martinez on the phone. And we're excited to have him. Victor, are you hanging in there?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm out here in sunny Florida. I praise God for iCulture Radio and the masses that it's going to be reaching across the across the world someday.
All right, now tell us what you're going to talk to us about a little bit. I believe it's on our topic.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, basketball. If we can go back to 1891, Dr. James Naismith invented basketball through the YMCA to be an evangelistic tool to reach young kids for Christ. And a lot of people don't really realize that. And after I took that, I was like, wow, that goes all the way back from 1891.
Wow.
And that was just something that I think, like, there's YMCAs now all across the nation, and just growing up here in South Florida, there's playground courts, there's a forgotten mission field here. After 5 p.m. you could go on the courts and there's 300 kids, 200 kids, and you got hundreds of churches out here, and there's really not many people reaching this generation.
Okay, now our CEO and producer and everybody just stepped in. Earth Day,
Vic, what's up, man?
Yeah, so I was one of those kids that got on those courts and was playing on those courts. What we call today with our ministry called Court Vision Sports. I was one of them. What we call those today, the Forgotten Courts of America. And I played ball, and I never really had that youth pastor to come out and to reach me, and. Knowing that all the different things that what the church was doing and the different aspects of what they were teaching, I never really had somebody come out there and just teach the basics of the Bible, teach the basics of the game to me right where I was at. And I believe today that's what us as ambassadors and missionaries and pastors, we got to go to where these kids are at and they're reaching and reaching.
Amen.
Bring the word of God right where they're at, because that's where I feel we're called to do. And I ended up playing some college basketball at Southeastern University, a small Division I Christian college in Lakeland. And then from there, I went on to go be a sports missionary in the projects of Richmond, Virginia, where I lived in one of the most hostile basketball hotbeds there, but also in the hostile projects. And I served as a community ambassador out there, and the owners of these projects said, you know, Vic, we want you to start a basketball program Tuesdays and Thursday nights. We got over 800 kids in these projects. We got over 100 churches. We got these multi-million dollar buildings, and nobody's reaching these kids on these courts.
Wow. Well, you have your quiver full, don't you? You hold on 1 minute. We're going to break. Don't you go nowhere with the quiver full. We about to shoot the arrow.
Victor Martinez, Court Kings. Y'all stay tuned.
All right now.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Erica Cumbo, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. That's radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture.
They was, who was that? Lead Me by The Rock, Michael E.
L.
L.
Yeah,
L.
Michael L.
So the E is silent.
Nah, man.
It's just
E-L.
Short E.
Like El Shalom.
Like Ray, El Shaddai. Virgin in the house.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about Ray.
Get in here, Ray.
All right.
Okay, and we got Breathe by
Antonio Allen.
Yeah. And Ray Virgin just came in the house.
What's up, Ray?
What's up, Ray?
And then that final song was Praise the Lord by Marlo Moore.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
But look, man, we want to make sure you all check us out on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us at iCulture Radio on Twitter or also at Facebook.com/iCultureRadio. And look, if you have any questions for Mr. Victor Martinez or anybody that's in here tonight, be sure to call us 404-355-8699. Again, that number is 404-355-8699.
I want to give a shout out to one of our teammates. He's working on Atlanta.
Yeah.
Love and Hip Hop, The Verge Band.
I was just doing some publicist
whatever.
And you
whatever.
Working on what you working on?
None of your business. None of your. And we seen you on
what's that called? The
I said pastors, repent. I said repent.
Pastors' wives. Oh, didn't I see you were pastors' wives?
Yeah, you sure did. And I passed all the wives because I had no pastor. Vic, you still on with us? We cutting up in here. We got the Verge Man on deck now.
Victor?
Yep.
Hey, youngin'.
Hey.
Yeah, Vic, we definitely want to find out more about your ministry. You told us a little bit about how you got started in particular, but tell us all the benefits that your ministry really provide to youth and how, in what ways that they can engage and parents can engage and so on and so forth.
Well, in the summertime, we have Christian athletes. Some of these guys have been on ESPN, streetball shows, all the literature that they're reading, Slam magazine, Dime magazine. And we're providing summer basketball camps that not only were they're learning the game of basketball, but they're getting solid Bible doctrine. They're learning really who Jesus is and how they can apply that to their life.
Now, what part of California are you out of, Vic?
No. I'm in South Florida.
Right. Oh, you in South Florida? What part?
Yeah, I'm in near Palm Bay, Florida, an hour north of Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right down the road.
How long has your ministry been up and running, Victor?
We got started in Richmond in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So so the summertime we have about right now we're about 22 athletes that are with us, and then throughout the year. We have the first ever gospel streetball tour. We have seven, it's basically and one Harlem Globetrotters for Jesus.
Yeah.
We're going to high schools. We're impacting thousands of students, and we're basically a lot of players got, like one of our players, his name is the Soul Baller. And then he'll basically do moves in the crowd, and then he'll preach to these kids and saying, my sole purpose is to give your soul purpose.
Amen. You know? And then, all right.
So it's just,
love it.
You know, we mix in gospel hip hop with that. Mm-hmm. We've had one of my main man, Keaton Jones, he wrote a song for us. He's, mm-hmm. There's a lot of artists out there actually writing music about the ministry and mixing in a basketball with hip-hop music to speak to the culture, because mm-hmm. we know that basketball is never going to die out. Everybody's always going to chase a LeBron James, but if they could chase a new superhero for Christ and look up to that person and follow them, we truly believe they're going to be the next LeBron James, but for the kingdom, and do it the right way.
Amen.
And so I know you guys have been able to go into a lot of different schools. Tell us, have you kept track of that number? Tell us about, you know, your ability to get into the schools.
Well, one of our slogans for our ministry is His Court, His Vision. Understanding separating church with state. Mm-hmm. So we do go into the schools, and we understand the attention span that students have. They don't want to listen to a speaker speak for 60 minutes.
Amen.
So
I don't
our
either.
Motto is that,
shoot.
So what we did here in Florida, we went to 10 large high schools. The schools had about 2,000 students. We did it in a span of 1 week. We did all the students get out of class. We speak for 20 minutes, and then the rest of the remaining assembly is a whole game against old players or the faculty. And these guys are doing dunks from almost sometimes from the free throw line. But then they're sharing a message of perseverance to the whole student body. So we did that here in Central Florida. We did a whole week of 10 schools. We reached about 20,000 students. And then we ended it on a Friday night with a gospel outreach at the YMCA, where we had a close to 1,500 kids get out there. And I believe like 15 kids got saved. And now they're being discipled in local churches.
That's awesome. Will you hold that point right there? We're going to some more music and some breaks and some commercials. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, I'm not going nowhere. Amen.
All right.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities.
UGAI Kick is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI Kick is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music minister to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
And we are back to iCulture Radio. Man, I want to remind you all again. Look, check us out, facebook.com/iCultureRadio or on Twitter at iCultureRadio. Or definitely go to the website, iCultureRadio.com.
There you go.
Look, we hosted another round of voting for 1 minute or ended this week, so you have those songs coming later. But
not really, but what? Okay, something like that.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Well, excuse me.
Yeah, my bad.
It is all good. It is all good. I just read what's on the paper. No.
I received that.
And my bad for not changing what's on the paper.
Okay, I received that.
We're going to go back to Victor. Man, Victor, I have a question for you. As far as, you know, I see that you're doing this great ministry on such a large scale with such numerous students, so many students. How do you keep the personal relationship to where it's beyond just the assembly, it's beyond just the one event? How do you still cultivate that relationship and that spiritual relationship with these young people?
Well, from year to year, we've been partnering with local churches to fulfill the true role of discipleship. Because we can show up to a city, and we're talking about 2,000-3,000 kids. That's great, but it does not matter if these kids are not being discipled and daily understanding the Word of God.
Right.
Now what I've done, because churches now have neglected and said, you know what, they're not brave enough. Some of these guys are not brave enough to go on these forgotten courts. And there are a few in the ministry, as the Bible says, the laborers are few.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I believe with iCulture Radio. There are some that just want to step out.
Amen.
We're finishing up our curriculum, what's called Court Kings. And basically, it's a curriculum where a youth pastor can buy the curriculum and they can run their own Friday night Court Kings Streetball League, which has all the devotions. You get, you know, it basically shows you how to reach the hip hop culture through basketball.
Wow. That's
going to
be awesome.
Yeah, and in that way, we're not doing anything with these big games. We wanna plug the youth pastors in to run their year round Court Kings Streetball League, and then that will give us avenues to, you know, Division I coaches or college universities to come out and give these kids exposure.
Wow.
And then also just learn on a daily basis from their local church on who Christ really is.
Well, give us some information on how they can get in touch with you, Vic.
Okay, yeah, our website is courtkingswithaz.com. And we have...
Spell courts out, spell courts.
Court is C-O-U-R-T, and then kings, K-I-N-G-Z.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, now we're getting ready to go to break. You hold all that information. We want to know more about how the local churches can get involved here in Atlanta. And we're going to be coming right back to you. Maestro.
Right back.
I got a partner that likes partners. He must feel the world's too big to notice. I got a partner that likes partners. Yeah, he hates it and I know it, but it feels that he can't break it. All them times that he's faced it, he's been losing his war for years, so he chose to embrace it. Love God with all his heart, you can tell when it breaks. He opens up in those moments, that's the place he feels safest. Once the music stops, his praises don't feel persuasive. He fights his spirits with spirits, feel so numb when he's wasted. Don't feel God's bigger than his giant, or feel like he's David. Starting to feel complacent, them stones won't make him courageous. Feel that guy, feel that noise, feel that deception, feel that boy, feel that fear, this is here, feel that beast, let your new creature appear.
Gas in my bloodstream, octane out of range, spark plugs blinding. I had enough of the rough bluff, new screen fear, so I won't come for their stuff. How you gon' keep what ain't yours? How come I can't ride the church on force? How come my money can't soar? Just because I claim JC, I claim more. Yeah, right, sky's the limit. Don't praise G's, but I praise with it. Season is here and it's time for us to get it. God skips the greedy for the ones that are split it. By any means necessary, open Lord, don't prepare. Negativity will never scare. They said I can't do it, guess I got to prove it.
Yeah, we here. New vision. Lego.
Got my low song, now I'm seeing different. Holy Spirit in me, now I got a new vision. I got my low song, I got my low song, I got a new vision. I got my low song, now I'm seeing different. Holy Spirit in me, now I got a new vision. I got my low song, I got my low song, I got a new vision. I got my low song, now I'm seeing different. Holy Spirit in me, now I got a new vision. I got my low song, I got my low song, I got a new vision.
I was like, money, women, drugs, money, money, women, drugs, yeah. Money, women, drugs, money, money, women, money, women, money, women, drugs, money, money, women, drugs. All I ever thought about, never showed God love, never.
Hey, yo, what up, y'all? It's your man, Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
All right. I know y'all were enjoying that. We had Kill That by, how you say that? Hose? Okay. Hose Millionaire. Jose Millionaire. Mm-hmm. Then Hustle Hard by Rick Flow featuring T. Hattie. And New Visions by Young Co.
Yeah.
I want to say they need to stop flipping up the name.
I don't know.
To send me some some enunciations or something. Jose, TK, Kaka.
But y'all know, with iCulture Radio, we usually feature just about 1 minute of every song.
1 minute.
If you desire to hear more about these artists and to learn more, definitely visit iCultureRadio.com and you'll find them featured there on the site. And we're going to continue to take caller questions and Facebook post. So make sure you call us at 404-355-8699. Or go to facebook.com/iCultureRadio and twitter.com/iCultureRadio. So stay tuned. We're going to go to a break.
All righty.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenge individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
All right, we are back with Vic, all the way from Southern Florida with the Quartz Kings. Mm-hmm. We got Ersty in the studio. We got Rick
Black.
And he want me to say the Rick Black. See what I'm saying?
Ricky Black.
I can't be cutting the brother name off.
I can't cut his name off because he done cut his hair off. Yeah. So ain't no need him getting cut all the way around.
Don't cut him no more.
And we got the Ray Birdman rocking with us.
Yeah, I'm in here. Rick Black. I was hanging out with Jocelyn, so you know, she speaks Spanish.
We'll say something Spanish then.
Rick Negro.
Okay. That ain't black. I don't know what it is. Okay.
Hey, he didn't pronounce it in Spanish. He just said Negro. He didn't say Negro.
Negro. No. Rick Negro. Okay, that'll work.
Victor! They cutting up over here, Vic!
Oh, Vic! You the leader of cutting up.
Come on, Vic, talk to us. Tell us about the school. Though, that was tight, though. I only say a number. That was tight right there. Vic! You laughing too, ain't you? I know, Vic. That was whoop. There it is. Whoop. That tag team back again.
Okay, how did we get there?
You know, it's real easy around here to get there.
Come on, Vic.
Digress.
Talk to us. He just falls out too. That's I love you. We love you, Vic. Talk to us about the babies. Come on.
Shooting to get them saved. That's our motto.
Hello.
You know, but I think when we get down to it, our players have a lot of fun going to city and just, I mean, it's just a fun ministry. It's not like, oh, wow, I just got to get on the road again. We're just so passionate about partnering with youth pastors and mm-hmm. getting on those basketball courts and, you know, and really showing these kids also the game, but also showing them what it means to follow Christ. And I just gotta get so passionate just even talking about it. And I truly believe God is in this summertime we're gonna reach a lot of kids and see a lot of great things happen. So,
and we're looking forward. I'll go ahead.
Me and Ernst going together. What trips do you already have planned and dates and where are you going to be?
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to work something out with Court Kings here to bring them to Atlanta, do some camps with some of our partnerships through the UGA,
that's
our
awesome.
Community Improvement Corporation. So we're working on some partnerships with Salvation Army.
Amen.
Department of Juvenile Justice and some other folks to really make some significant things happen across the board, because, you know, UGAI KICK is really about trying to bring improvement to urban communities.
Amen.
In the areas of sports, Amen. Entertainment, arts, music. So we're really looking to do a collaboration. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for that.
Amen.
Victor, how can the public help your ministry out? How can they donate? What's the process for that?
Well, the process is strictly, we go to courtkings.com. We have either myself or one of our ministry partners come call and share our vision about igniting a basketball ministry in their city. The main goal is to implant a year-round discipleship program to where the kids can be mentored and discipled on a Friday night through Court Kings. Mm-hmm. So the first process, what I would say, if you're going to start in the summertime, they would need to find a facility, a gym. They would also need to get with their youth outreach directors or youth pastors, local coaches, and we provide all the media packages, the literature, everything to a step-by-step process to give them a successful basketball outreach. So that would be for the summertime. We mm-hmm. we really on based on the financial end of it. There's a lot of churches today that just have zero budgets. Mm-hmm. So there's times where we've stepped into, for instance, example in Miami, Florida, Pastor Rich Wilkerson's church. He won a grant with the Children's Trust Fund to sponsor over 1,500 kids at $75 per child. And mm-hmm. we ended up reaching over 1,200 in seven different basketball locations in Miami. And we got the kids free sneakers, Bibles, jerseys. And we basically, if the kids were able to have a free summer camp, but also play with the Court Vision players.
Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's
good. Yeah. Yeah, and then there's churches that are blessed with resources, and mm-hmm. they basically, what we do is we go to cities and we tell them, hey, if you got 100 kids signed up, we'll just split the proceeds, and those proceeds can go to help you build your sports ministry.
So awesome.
Yeah, we never really charge the church up front to come. That way they're not going in the hole, and they could just have an increase after the week is over.
Amen.
Right. Awesome. Right. Yeah. Is Court Kings a 501c3 or is it for-profit?
Court Vision is a 501c3 church okay. ministry. Mm-hmm. Articles are based on sports ministry outreach.
Okay.
All right.
And so individual donors could make a donation or sign up to volunteer in the various cities where you have a presence?
Yes, ma'am. They could donate supplies.
Mm-hmm.
They could donate financial earnings. They could basically do whatever they feel led to do to help the ministry out of Court Vision. They're able to donate to our ministry. And then the checks would be made out to Court Vision.
Okay, say that again. Checks are to be?
Court Vision.
Okay, Court Vision. So y'all make sure y'all write that down. Make out your checks. Make them out right now.
All right now. Will that information be on courtkings.com?
Yes, ma'am. Our address, mailing address, contact information is all at courtkings.com.
Well, you can go ahead and put it out there for those who may not have access to the internet. What's your physical address to send checks to?
1660
mm-hmm.
Country Cove, C-O-V-E Circle,
okay.
Malabar, M-A-L-A-B-A-R,
mm-hmm.
Florida, 32950.
Wonderful. So y'all get those big fat checks out, write them, and send
right.
Court Vision, Court Kings.
I receive some, fat checks.
Some money so they can keep their doors open and keep doing what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yes, because with the scripture we used was Ecclesiastes 3:1. Tell them what it was again, Rick.
I mean, it says there's a time for everything and a season for every activity.
Season for every activity. Got to get them babies up there and do some sports mm-hmm. and get where they need to go. So it's scripturally sound
right.
to make sure that we have undergirded them
mm-hmm.
and undergirded leaders like Vic mm-hmm. who are taking that lead and actually getting out there where they are. Because, of course, the Bible tells us to meet a person where they are.
Amen.
You know, Paul says, I was all things to all people for the gospel's sake. So who wants to get out there and run and sweat? Vic.
Mm-hmm.
So support him. Because I'm not going out there.
Mom, you're not
going
to go?
Okay. No, I'm not running. I cheer on the side, but we ain't doing the running in the hooping in the. You give me a springboard, though. I don't know.
I'll run with you, Vic. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll be there, man.
You You know I'm down, Vic.
Awesome. Okay, Rick, don't make me say your last name is Spanish.
Well, you know, what I really love about what you're doing, Victor, is that in this day and time when it's so hard to reach this generation, we need to be able to do ministry that's culturally relevant. Hence, you know, you have things like iCulture Radio and Court Kings and so many others out there that are doing it. But, you know, we have very few platforms to be able to get, you know, a mass message out. So we're always grateful to connect to other members of the body that are doing it in excellence.
That's right. So hold on, because we're getting ready to go to break. Don't go nowhere, Vic. This is good. Chop it up. All of your trust is in the Lord. Your habitation shall be a place where you will rest in his love, and no evil shall befall you. I say that in that place you will find hope, you're going to find faith, you're going to find love, you're going to find strength in that place in God. I say that God is going to restore your soul even in a trying time. I say that he is going to bear you up. He's going to hold you up. He's going to give you strength. You shall not fall. You're not going to dash your foot against the stone. You're not going to trip, but you're going to stand firm. I say that God has given you a creative and a very powerful mind so that you can walk out the purpose and plan of God for your life. I say that you have a promotion in the spirit realm as well as in the natural realm. I say that you abide in the favor of God. I say that God puts you out front. I say that the favor of God is resting upon your life. I say God will give you a fresh anointing. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless your ministry. He's going to bless your work. He's going to bless everything. Put your hands to do with good result. I'm telling you, I say that the Lord is blessed.
Let's go.
Tell them what they told me. Hold it, leave it,
Are you listening? People dreaming dreams, prophesying, having vision. Refinal waking up, now I'm crying and repenting. Thousands on foot doing hood street missions. So listen.
Glory, hallelujah, how they do, Mr. Diller. Cooking up another with my brother on the villa. Coming in the presence and the glory that the filler. Acting like you're hard, but you're softer than chinchilla. When the Holy Ghost take control of your body, Jeremiah fire got you feeling lighty-dighty. Couldn't keep it to myself, I had to tell somebody. Now I'm repping my Jehovah, and I never say I'm sorry. When I step up in the gates, I gotta give them thanks. When I enter in this courts, I gotta give them praise. Ain't worried about a thing, cause I'm walking in faith. Move mountains with my mind, I believe what I say. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. When I think about his goodness, it's just doing something to ya. So excuse me, miss, I'm about to kick my shoe up and do my holy dance. All my praise in advance. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I tell you, I say that the Lord is pleased with you, that he has placed his name upon your forehead and called you by his own name. I say that God said if you call upon him, the that he will bless you the more.
Yeah.
I call you blessed. I call you highly favored. I call you a child of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, I speak these blessings on you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back. Yeah.
All right. That was Off the Richter Scale. Speaking that was Rick. A Mother's Prayer by Edna Jones. Hallelujah by Canton, featuring Dietrich Haddon, DPB, and Mr. Dell.
Yeah, if y'all haven't seen that music video, y'all need to go find it.
It is the bomb.
It's okay.
It's on YouTube. So, yeah. Find it.
So go ahead and find it. Hallelujah. I received that. Okay, guys, we've been chopping it up in here.
Mm-hmm.
We've been cutting up like crazy, but we got to get back to the real business of our father, CourtKings.com. Yes. Vic, talk to us.
I'm back.
Always.
I got a question for you, Vic. So with your ministry, you know, we talked a while back here on our show. We talked about, you know, you have to have a vision, write a vision and make it plain. Mm-hmm. And if there's a vision, if there's an ultimate goal, if you could have anything from your ministry, what would it look like?
That's a good question.
Wow. So basically, I envision right now, me and my brother were just talking about this, so it's to raise money for a facility right in the inner cities of, you know, I mean, it could be Atlanta. And to have one facility and to have that facility come where we can have youth pastors come and be trained. We could be running year-round programs, speed and strength programs, leagues, camps, but also just be a big training center for coaches to be disciples and take that message out around the world. We're praying God for, you know, one of these millionaires out there to donate some of their big factories or lands that they got and converted into a multiplex center.
Amen. I received that. Yeah.
Well, I'm also believing God to make you a millionaire. So you can just
me
make it
too.
Happen.
Me right. too. Right.
That'll work too, right?
that would be great.
Amen.
Absolutely. Awesome. So with, you know, the First Lady's initiative, Let's Move. It's very important in these days and times with obesity being, you know, at an all-time high for your ministry and others like it to really kind of drive home the point that we really need to be more active in our daily lives. And I love that with what you represent, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, aimed at somebody who's, you know, ultimately trying to be a sports professional. But, you know, if you just want to be active as a family, you know, if you're just looking for something to connect to that, you know, you can incorporate, you know, with your summertime program or whatever you're doing, for a week, you know, that's something that can be incorporated, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We do strive on speed and strength training on our summer camps. On, you know, speaking to the kids about what they're eating, staying away from the fast foods, workout plans to get them physically fit. And I truly feel that a lot of our youth today are dealing with identity crisis. They're dealing with self-esteem issues. And because there's not somebody in their life just pouring in just to show the basics of what, you know, how to work out and what to eat throughout the day.
Right.
Well, I think that's awesome because it takes up what families are missing now. Now that we had latchkey kids because the parents have to work double jobs just to pay a light bill. Amen, for solar power. You have parents that are single parents, you know, but it's cost $20 a gallon to gas to go back and forth to work. So in that intersection, you still have teens who in their adolescence love to do something. So they're either going to do something with the wrong people or we're going to get up and put some things in order for them to have something to do. So it doesn't make a difference. If you don't provide something, they're going to get into something unless you get the couch potato child just not going to do anything but sit there and play games all day, which still isn't profitable because the games aren't producing anything active in your mind. They're saying now that they're related with the gun laws and blah, 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 that it's the children, you know, on there killing 90 zombies in the video game, blah, blah, blah. So in order for God to really utilize you, he has to birth the people like yourself, Victor, who want to go and give them the sound activities. And then in that intersection, I love the fact that you answered the questions because children's minds are always just roaming. What? But if we don't put the correct information in place when they're asking the questions because you formed a bond with them of trust, then they're going to listen to demonic messages. And so you being in place, your team being in place, when that child has a message, and this is I culture, so I could say it, like, what do I do when I'm feeling this way when a girl is close to me? What do I do when I'm feeling this way, you know, because these a young boy might have approached him or, you know, any of those questions that if it's the wrong choice, they in a bad place. And so I just give God the praise because you're there to answer those things, and we could point them out bulletin. One, a child's going to be active, period. You're giving them the correct information when they get there. You're providing something that makes them feel secure. Children produce better and grow better when they feel secure. And so I urge and employ everybody that's listening to us to totally go to quartzkings.com and support you guys. Quartzkings.com and invest in the life of a child.
Adding, extra vowels on there.
Okay, Quartzkings. I like the way I did that, didn't I? Quartzkings.
Yes.
With a Z. Okay, and get there. Go on, Rick.
But, yeah, and I mean, the only other thing I wanted to add, too, is, you know, as a young man who grew up playing sports all my life, a thing that a lot of people don't understand too is that sports also teach you a lot of good life lessons and skills. And just good life skills. So, you know, when you talk about discipline, when you talk about, as you mentioned earlier, perseverance, when you talk about hard work and being self-motivated, and a lot of these things that are not even just spiritually good, but also just in the natural are definitely helpful for someone in life skills to say, okay, I know that I just need to do this. I need to work hard because I work hard, not because somebody is over my shoulder always trying to hit me on the back and things of that nature or always trying to push me. I just need to work hard on my own. I need to be disciplined. I need to know, you know, and so like I said, I love that this particular ministry, you know, and I love sports. So, you know, I'm completely in love with what it is that you're doing. But I love that it's spiritually sound and growing. It's physically in the body, it's healthy, and then also just in the natural and when it comes to manners and mannerisms and things of that nature, it's also helping, and it just gives a complete experience for any young man or lady who experiences what it is that you all are doing. And I love that about it.
Now, what I wanted to ask you, Vic, in the intersection of all of us chopping up that, when you get tired, because I'm a parent and I feel like I'm a great parent, but there are times when this great parent is totally tired. What is your strength? What are your scripture strengths that you use to keep you in the fight?
You know, I love Jeremiah 29:11 because Jeremiah 29:11 really shares about how that Christ always has an ultimate plan for us, and no matter what people think about us, no matter what's going on Facebook or Twitter, Christ's ultimate plan is always going to win.
Amen.
God never lost. So I always look at that and I turn to that, and I understand that Jeremiah 29:11 says he has a plan to prosper us also, not to harm us, to give us a hope for a future. And that's just powerful for our young generation today, because these kids today need hope. They need Amen. Role models like the Court Kings. They need to listen, not to listen to MTV, but they need to log on to iCulture Radio and understand Amen. That there are great Kingdom networks out there that want to give them positive information. Because we, the teenagers, they go into public school, they're listening to 50, they're listening to the Jeezy, and they're listening to the Snowmen and all that. But if they can apply their life and understand what God has in store for them and wants to prosper them, and that's why our motto is His Court, His Vision, because God wants to ultimately win in our lives and everything that we do. So, there's times where kids are just depressed. They got, most of the hood in America, their fathers left them. They don't have anything. They're broken. And there's nothing else better to turn to a basketball coach and let them feed the scripture to them and give them hope. When they have nothing else in life,
I receive that. I do want to add that I love Jay-Z too. Long as I got my suit and tie, I'm just saying. Song, right? But I've been grounded in the Word from who I've been around. But hey, don't hate on Jay-Z and Justin Bieber. That song off the chain. Okay, I'm just saying.
We do definitely promote inspirational music from whatever source it comes from. Because we understand that the gifts that God has given us is used to be able to prosper the kingdom and not, like in some of the other examples you pointed out, to pervert the next generation. And that's what we're concerned about here at iCulture Radio, that any art or any business or ministry that we preview here on the show or we have as guests is contributing back to the kingdom of God Amen. In some type of way, and making sure that, we're not taking from people's spirit and we're not pouring in things that God wouldn't want us to have. So we're definitely honored and privileged to have Victor Martinez with us this evening. Victor, I know you and I kind of got together with some things with Canton Jones, and we did some things with the Dwight Howard Foundation over in Orlando. Tell us some of the other people that you've worked with that the listeners might be interested in knowing.
Oh, well, we worked with also one of my key mentors, and my brother's mentor was Rolando Lamb. He was he played for the Seattle Supersonics. Now he's America's character coach. And one of our players that was actually went through all of our basketball camps was Jeremy Lamb. And now today he was he played for he's out of South Florida, but he was number 12 in the draft. And NBA draft. Now he plays for the Oklahoma Thunder, and he played for UConn. And now he's I believe by faith he's going to be one of these days one of the next Dwayne Wade once he's solid. And Jeremy, he came out of Court Vision. He was birthed out of there, and there's just I believe that the kingdom is just a big net. Once we get all these Christian athletes that are professing Christ and they want to come together, we'll have Jeremy Lambs, and someday Dwight Howard will come back to the maybe Atlanta.
Right
now is in LA. Our ministry, we're never about judging.
Right.
All we want to do is always keep praying for these guys, because Absolutely. There's always peer pressures of the world. Mm-hmm. And of course the body always wants to point, but our hearts is just to keep lifting them up in prayer.
That's right.
And we believe that, again, that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, that God truly is going to fulfill His plan in each of their lives.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's good. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say to all of our celebrity listeners out there, you have a platform and you love the Lord. Lend your voice and your stardom, if you will, to a lot of these efforts. Find out how you can get involved with changing people's lives and changing the direction of popular culture, because I really do believe that God has given us all gifts, not just to have us not pour in the things that God is calling us to do.
That's absolutely Amen. Correct. And with that, you hold on. We're getting ready to go to break. Vic, stay down there in Florida. Amen. We'll be right with you. Boo.
Okay. All right.
Maestro.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music minister to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today. Hey guys, have you been looking for a place to go where you can get your praise on, get great food and entertainment? Well, the Sea Room Multiplex is Atlanta's premier weekend spot for alternate nightlife and urban-inspired, faith-driven lifestyle events. Yes, the Sea Room, located at 4013A Jonesboro Road, Forest Park, Georgia. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets, you can visit SeaRoomAtlanta.com or you can call 678-823-5124 or 678-823-5124. Again, if you mention this ad on iCulture Radio, you will get a discount. So we'll see you at the Sea Room Multiplex. Bye-bye.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
All right, and we are back to iCulture Radio. We want to remind you all to follow us. Come to Facebook, iCulture Radio, also on Twitter, at iCulture Radio, and go to the website, iCultureRadio.com. And Vic, we want to get to you and get your social media, but right before we do that, we have a quick caller. Who are we talking to today?
Tony Prayer.
Hey, Miss Prayer, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. I am doing well. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
What did you want to say to us today?
Well, good, guys. He's in my youth ministry at Oasis Family Life Church. Tomorrow we're having a basketball tournament.
Awesome.
So I know you guys are talking a little bit about sports tonight, but I just want to invite you guys out. It's going to be at 1 p.m. at Oasis Family Life Church in Dallas, Georgia. It's totally free to come in. We're just going to be having a good time, good fellowshipping, and we also have an old school versus new school basketball game.
What's the name of the church?
Oasis Family Life Church.
Awesome, Tony.
Thank you for calling and giving us that information. We encourage iCulture Radio listeners to definitely go out and support. I'd like to also extend that when we get together with Court Kings, that you know we can maybe talk to you about how we can partner and share resources and making this a success.
Sure thing. I am down for the cause. The amazing blessing that I just got, I was actually offered by the church to be the youth director full-time.
Yay! Awesome. Praise God. Awesome. Wonderful.
I get to just commit my time to God and saving young souls. I'm definitely interested, and I'll definitely be in contact with you.
Absolutely. Well, we're so glad that you called us. Thank you again, Ms. Prayer.
No problem, guys.
Tony.
Awesome.
So, Vic, man, real quick, let us know what your social media is. How can we find you on social media?
Everything is Court. I was about to say MySpace. That's crazy.
I still got MySpace. I do.
MySpace. Facebook is Court. Is Facebook / Court Kings with a Z. CourtKing instead of S, a Z. And then we're at Twitter. Twitter/ Court Kings. And everything is you can hit us up on there. You could follow some of our athletes and our videos on there as well.
Well, it was awesome talking to you tonight. So for Mama Glow Glow, Earth D,
yes,
Rick Black, and Ray Virgin.
I want to shout out my girl, Lassandra, who's in the house always supporting.
What's up, Sean? So we say we'll see you again. Same bat time.
Same bat channel.
All right.
See you next week.
High Culture. Ray Virgin.
Friday at 6:30.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast, or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call the Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.